Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Okay, so these are apparently the top five words that people like to hear that have to do with, what is it?
ASMR?
Sure. Let's go with that one. There's tone.
Oh.
Baby. Honey. Whisper.
Oh, please. These are all so good. I feel really relaxed now. I felt like you
I know what
me.
Ruins it, though, okay, is my
let
laugh.
Me try, let me try. Let
okay,
me try.
Wait, your turn. Ready?
I don't think I have an ASMR. Okay. What was it?
Say bone.
Bone. Bone. No, I'm like congested,
but people bone. Like the like bone. People like the words that are very ooh, like blossom.
You're like blossom. It doesn't sound good for me. Like I can't go that low.
Yeah, let's be honest, what ruins it is my laugh.
No,
people
doesn't.
Hear on there like AK-47.
I just sound so congested. Tone.
That's a good one. That was a good one. That was a good take. We're gonna keep that one.
Should we just start?
Mercury is in retrograde.
It is.
Should I say that?
Mercury is in retrograde.
Whoa. That was so good, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy, and I have the motherfucking Rose in the motherfucking building.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm in. I'm in the building.
It's an emergency podcast, bitch.
Oh, yes, it is. But I'm famous for these, apparently.
Yeah, you
this
always...
This is my second emergency podcast. I'm here.
It's because you're such a great friend.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. Like, from the moment that this happened, I, like, sent the screenshots to a bunch of my friends, and you were just like, I think I... did you call me or I called you? I called you.
Yeah.
Because you were, like, texting me and stuff like that, and you're like, you got this, whatever. And I called you, and then you just, like, made me feel so much better. And I was like, can we just do a podcast?
I was like, this is why you do the podcast. It's therapy.
Right.
And, like, right now, I feel like I can give you the best therapy advice because I'm kind of in a...
relationship.
I am in a relationship right now.
With Moscow.
I have a boyfriend.
This is kind of follow-up episode of our Valentine's Day episode.
It is.
And it's also a bonus episode, you guys, because the last one that I just premiered today, Monday.
Yes.
I was like, this is the last episode. I'm taking a break. But then this happened. So I'm like, and one more. Just one more.
Just one more. Well, she's like an addict. Just one more,
one more.
But this one, we this is good, though, because we want to end. We're ending a chapter on a dude.
We are. And also continuing the story of the Valentine's Day episode.
Yes, because now we have come full circle.
We have.
And have ended in different spectrums. It's very weird.
Yeah. Now we see where the outcome is from that time in our lives. Like, we were both just talking to someone. Obviously, it seemed like mine was like very, very fresh.
Yes.
And you were obviously like kind of ready. You were pretty much deep in there.
I never want to admit it, but I was. Yeah. I'm deep in it.
Yeah, you didn't want to admit it, but now here you are like, I have a boyfriend.
It's really weird to say that phrase after like 5 years of being like...
See, no. I haven't been in a relationship in 10 years. I wouldn't even know how to say it.
Yeah, it's one of those things where... Yeah. And also feels weird, kind of just the term boyfriend just seems so... It just seems like a goofy word.
Right. It seems very high school.
It seems very, very high school.
Like my boyfriend.
Yeah. But I mean, he is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like the realization, the moment that it hit me is my friend invited me to his wedding and he was like, hey, this is the wedding date. And he was like, you can bring a date. And he like laughed and was like, Rose isn't going to bring a date. And I was like, I'll invite my boyfriend. And he was like, he stood there and was like, what do you mean you have a boyfriend? He's like, you don't have a boyfriend until I meet him. And I was like, well, he's coming. You can meet him. But I think, and it shocked a lot of people. I mean, it shocked me
We're going to do a funeral for your
my single life. I feel like we could do a joint funeral because he is just as like, he's okay, like, okay, oh my okay. God, this is weird.
I'm making a speech. Like, I'm actually going to write one.
Oh, don't worry. My friend Evo's going to do a poem at the eulogy.
Okay, perfect.
No, it's going to be a funeral for my single life. Which, like,
we should all wear blue.
Yes. Oh my God. Wear all the colors.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great. But it's also like kind of funny. I've been telling people it's not like a buried funeral. It's like a cremation. Like right. I'm coming. It's something new.
Yeah. Incarnation.
An incarnation. I'm saying goodbye to like a life that was like in itself a relationship. Like right. being single for 5 years.
Yourself.
Yeah. And I like her. I think she's great. I'm a beautiful person.
Beautiful.
I'm like the second verse of Thank You Next, where I met this girl. Her name's Ari. We have right. so much in common.
Right, right.
So I meant that.
Over here, like, I'm in the Thank You Next. That is me. I'm also in a lot of things on the fucking Ariana Grande album, let me tell you.
Okay, pause.
I'm in like the broke version of Seven Rings.
Everyone is in the broke version of Seven Rings. I'm in a ring and a half. Let's be honest. Like, I can't barely buy myself a ring, yeah, let alone my homegirls a ring. But I do have to say that, like, that album is just...
It's so good.
So flawless.
Yeah.
It's so good. I know people that don't like Bloodline.
I like Bloodline. It took time for me to, like, get into it.
Yes. But the song...
I love how we're getting into it.
I know, Ariana. But I do have to say the song about Mac Miller, like...
Oh yeah, Ghostin'. Oh, my God. Okay.
Beautiful and stunning. But anyways... Okay, talking about that was a beautiful segue.
That was a beautiful segue because I really do feel like my life is it's the Ariana Grande album and it's also the Kehlani mixtape right now.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that is a
very me right mm-hmm. now in the moment.
The thick of it.
Right. Oh my God. Okay, guys. Last episode I talked about how Bobby broke up with me and there was speculation that he was dating another girl because there was like a photo mm-hmm. of him. I'm like, it's an Instagram story. And then I started hoeing out and I hooked up with a guy who had a girlfriend. Anyway, yeah. So go listen to that episode and then come back here.
Okay.
Up with you know what, man? Hey, because I'm bored.
And you literally were bored. That was the reason why you did it.
I was bored and upset.
You know what? It happens.
I'm not proud. And
it
I sucks. Discussed that. I'm
it
not.
Happens.
Yeah. We didn't have sex. We just like made out, fingered me and sucked on my titties. Like
high school shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. 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 Yeah. Cool. Just
keeping it young. But today. Oh, my God. So I was at work and I shouldn't have been on my phone at work, but I was. And we
shit
all
happens. Again, shit happens.
Shit happens. And I decided to look because I saw that Bobby posted a new photo on his feed, not his Instagram story, guys. Feed.
Oh boy.
Feed.
Yep.
And he put
where all relationships start and end.
Yes. Yes. All the hoes are probably unfollowing too.
That's actually really. Interesting thing. You should have counted his followership.
I should have.
And seen how many people unfollowed him to be like, this isn't just affecting
that
me.
That would be some psycho shit to just be like, how many hoes did he have this whole time?
Let's be honest. I've learned men and women can be Nancy Drews.
Oh, yeah.
They're Harvey Boys and there's Nancy Drews.
Right.
Everyone does their background check.
For sure. And it was a picture of him and that girl. And his caption said her, period.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, do you think he was like referencing the movie Her? About
he does like that movie because he did actually bring up.
No, he doesn't. I hate that movie.
He like brought up that movie one time when we were hanging out watching movies. He's like, oh, what do you think about this movie? I was like, I haven't seen that in so long. I don't know.
I wish you had told me that sooner and I would have said avoid him because I hate that movie more than anything.
Well, whatever. He oddly enough, that's his caption to describe his new girlfriend. Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? Again, I said this on the phone. This has nothing to do with her. This is about him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a moment?
I am taking a moment.
Take your time, boo.
I can't even cry. Like, but I want to.
No, I feel you.
I cried when I was on the phone with you, though. Like, I started tearing up. And it's just like, but then like I feel, it's weird. Like, this feeling right now is like, my stomach hurts. And it's not my cramps because I did get my period today. So that does feel a lot of the emotions.
You and me both. It's okay. Yeah.
On the blood same sisters. Cycle. Yes. Yes. And I feel like I feel really sad, but mm-hmm. I also feel like so numb, you know, like I know that I should be crying right now. And I can't, but I want to so badly.
You will cry. Someone told me that once where they were like, if you're not crying now, you'll be on an airplane. Everyone cries on airplanes. I realized that. But there will be like a moment that you cry, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with crying.
Yeah.
What I think it is that we have convinced ourselves that there's something wrong with it.
It's just like, it's just fucked up. Like, he's, what the fuck? Like, I just feel like here's the thing. I'm going to be completely honest, because as much as I should be like showing like women empowerment, we should be like strong, and we always have to be strong and remind ourselves every single day of our worth. Like, we always have to remind ourselves every single day, like, you a bomb ass bitch. Yep. You look fucking good, bitch. But like, I'm having a moment of like, why was I not good enough?
Okay, so here's my theory, and I told you, I think you're good enough, because then the other side of the coin, which is, maybe I'm misusing that word, but the other side of it is that men are sometimes very intimidated by women who have their shit together. And there are days where you might not feel like you have your shit together, but like, you have an amazing podcast, you're extremely passionate, you have a great sense of fashion, you're an amazing friend, you're a good human being, you are extremely confident when you first meet you, like, you have so much confidence. Aww. And it's like, you have this light.
Like, I feel so like unconfident right now.
That's why I'm here. I'm here to like boost you up. Boo, I got you.
Thank you.
As I always joke all the time with my friends, let me be your supportive boyfriend right now. Yeah. Boo. Yeah, you're the really real MVP. I think it's because I have one now. And so I'm like, I can really be a supportive boyfriend. But like, men sometimes are intimidated by women. And I think he was, just the way sometimes that you talked about him, and more so the stories you told me off air, I think he was kind of intimidated by you because you were so confident. You have something as public as this podcast where you talk about your feelings and where you're really honest and real. And I think what happens is that sometimes brings up a person's insecurities. Like, when I meet a confident person, it definitely makes me like, oh God, let me check on my insecurities sometimes.
But it's crazy because it's like, I mean, I thought of him as someone who is extremely confident, you know, person. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, but I like do, I'm like, you know, reflecting on everything. And I mentioned something in the show, this last episode, was that like, he mentioned about getting a dog. I was like, don't trap me. And then like, there was a time where I was sick and he was like, do you want me to bring you soup? I was like, no, it's okay. I just had soup, so I'm fine. And then there was another time where he was like, oh, like, cause he got like this, like this t-shirt that has Ja Rule and it says fire. FYR.
The Fire Fest.
Yeah, the Fire Festival
I wanted
t-shirt.
That shirt.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, look at this new shirt I got. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I love this shirt. He's like, do you want me to get one for you? I was like, no, it's fine. And I just was like, I just always kind of didn't like, I felt like he was always trying to be like, let me be this man for you. And I was just like, no, it's cool. Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, but you're being protective.
I am.
You were keeping your heart safe.
But it's like,
is that too
guarded though? You know, like,
I don't think that's too guarded. I don't think those are like the super guarded moments, because those just seem like very like mundane, sweet things.
Right. I don't know like what went wrong. I just feel like, I feel really shitty, I'll be honest.
And that's fine. You're allowed to feel that feeling. You can feel shitty and everything. Yeah. It's because it just reminds you. I mean, this is that point I was telling you on the phone about, like, you can live in this space and remind yourself that these feelings are valid, because I feel like as women, sometimes we're told to like, I just saw Captain Marvel, so I'm really on one right now. And that movie's all about like, hide your emotions. You're too emotional. Like, I know that. And then you learn that like, that's kind of her superpower in a weird way.
Right.
That like, being in tune with your emotions. That's not a spoiler for all you nerds out there. But anyways, but it's that thing I think sometimes that we even do to ourselves where you're like, I feel like shit and I shouldn't feel like shit. And it's like, nah, man, just like live in that feeling for right now.
Okay, well, I feel like fucking shit.
Because you're going to get on the other side of it. You're going to get out of this feeling. This is temporary. It's valid and it's happening. But remember, it's temporary.
Yeah. I mean, I know that. I know that like, something that I do love about myself is like, I always make something out of shitty moments.
See, there you go.
Like Broco Therapy. Broco Therapy wouldn't be the best example if there wasn't all these fucking stupid ass dudes who have broken me. That's really what it is. I'm financially right. broken, and I'm mentally broken, emotionally broken, everything broken.
But that doesn't mean you can't be put back together.
Yeah, exactly. It's documenting the growth because yeah. like I there will be something out of it.
There is growth happening.
There is. I know. I'm just like,
no, you can be here. No need to ever apologize. Yeah. You never need to apologize to your friends. I did that yesterday to a friend where I was like telling her something that like that was sweet. And that like Moscow did. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I keep doing that. And she's like, I'm your friend. Like, do not apologize to me. That's and I was true. Like, okay, true. Sorry, my bad. But right. it's that you don't have to apologize. Okay. And it's, I mean, okay. So back to Bobby and the situation. We have both been in that situation where the dude does the like girlfriend experience right. where they make you think one thing and then they're playing
house.
They're playing house. They want to have the like feeling that something's there when it's actually not, you know? And so it's really grotesque and it's really fucked up, but I feel like, and it's really hard to tell when a man's like not doing it. Do you right. know what I mean? Like, you don't know when it's like real or not. But that doesn't say anything about you. Like, I honestly think that's like the biggest foresight of a man that might be really insecure.
Right.
And I mean, he's missing out on an amazing human being. I'm just saying that too.
He is. I do know that.
And you're also dodging a bullet. Do you see the like, it's so, it sounds like a catch 22, right. but it kind of is like true where it's like, he couldn't understand how amazing you were. And he's gonna like,
sorry, I want to cry.
No, you can cry. Oh my God,
I'm not gonna
cry.
Say sorry. I'm not gonna say sorry anymore.
Do not say sorry.
I'm not gonna say sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I know. Just like you say, that was so sweet.
I love how happiness is making you cry and not sadness.
There you go.
No, these are tears of joy.
No, I mean, it's just like, okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice, that way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. I don't know. I'm trying to like process. Oh my God, a tear is coming down my eye. I'm trying to process.
It's a beautiful tear. It's beautiful. It's like one single like day, you know, days of our life tear. It's beautiful.
I'm just trying to process my feelings and yes. understand, because this is like the first guy that I, you know, now it's going to be another guy. That's the first guy that just like dated. You know?
Yes, I get that.
Versus like just fucking or like just going on a random date with.
There was effort involved. There was time and investments.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Anyway, I lurked her.
Oh, here we go. Okay. And to be fair, though, another disclaimer. She is a casualty. Like, we, you know what I mean?
Right.
This is more about him this than is it more is about her. Him.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with just harmless looking. Yes. We are just looking.
Comparing.
No, okay. Maybe a little of that. Yeah. But, like, just it is see it's what he's, normal.
What he wanted. Like, what was it that he wanted? It was really what... It wasn't had anything to do with her. It was, like, what did he want?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, obviously, this girl was somebody that gave him that, you know? And... Oh God, I'm going to be fucked up. But you know what? I'm going to be very real. And... Whatever. I'm cuter, but I could definitely see I could definitely see why he does really like her. She seems amazing. She seems like a great girl. You know? I'm like, I'm cuter, but like that doesn't go fucking far.
Okay,
like,
you know, so
it doesn't matter who's hotter, who's not.
I always have that, yeah. Like, I've seen my friends have that dilemma when I'm like helping them in situations like this where I'm kinda like the worst thing about her is that she sees something good in him. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're like, she could be, we're friends. Like, I could totally be friends with that
right.
girl. But, like, she has the same shitty taste in men as I do. Like, what's happening? You know? But, like, right.
I know. I shouldn't have said that. I'm like, oh, I'm cuter than her. But, like, we you do it. What? We all do it, right? Like,
because we are taught to.
We are taught to. It's fucked up.
We are taught to always be in competition with ourselves. I even watch it with my friends sometimes where yeah. I'm like, why am I competing with you? Why are you competing with me?
Right.
If I glow up, you glow up. But it's a natural thing that's like kind of like, I don't know, leftover caveman DNA where we're just constantly, that's my mom's phrase, that we're constantly in competition with each other.
Yeah.
And we don't need to be. But like moments like this where you're like, you know what? I'm cuter than her. And it's like in the moment, if that makes you feel better, great. Say it.
It actually doesn't even make me feel better because ooh. It does for a second. Cause I'm like, okay, yeah. But then like to me, that's just so superficial.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's obviously he's not a superficial dude to a certain extent.
There you go.
Like, but, yeah. But she does seem actually a really good person, and she's Filipino too, so I'm like, fuck.
Oh, he has a type.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I look Latina, but I'm
you're a grab here. Bag. Yeah,
I'm a grab bag. Yeah.
But that aside, I get it. I understand that all these feelings you're having, we're not saying they're healthy feelings, but they're very typical, normal feelings right. to have. It's the result of how we then treat those feelings and the next relationship or situation, like that video I just showed you, like right. the whole idea.
Yeah,
that,
explain that video. That
okay,
was
so
Rose. Okay, first off, Rose giving relationship advice, not hoe advice. It's not hoe advice anymore, you guys. It's relationship advice. Okay, get into it.
I've been in an official relationship for like less than a week. Like. Sure, Moscow and I have been talking since
that is
December.
More than me.
I mean, let's be honest, it's the longest relationship I've been in a very long time. Like the fact that like it's been a week, I'm like, it's 7 years, you know? But girl, I told someone last night that I had a boyfriend and she did a spit take. She was like, what? And I was like, it's news to everyone. But okay, so this video that I was sent, which was these two dudes talking about relationships, and this guy, basically his theory was it's okay to make the same mistakes in a relationship with someone because the person is what changes, right? So
right.
he's like, you can have all the, you can be like, I'm going to learn from this relationship. You're only going to learn a little from that relationship. But what you're going to do is that you're going to overcorrect your trauma and your flaws. And that's what's going to actually fuck up your relationship, you know?
Like try like just thinking about it too much.
Yes, which is what's okay.
Like for me to be like, I need to be more romantic. I need to be more sensitive. I need to like do this.
Yes, absolutely. Where for me, and that's the funny thing about like being in a relationship and being in something that like starts anything actually is I didn't realize how much trauma I have from my last relationship of like, well, he cheated on me, right? And he was like emotionally abusive. But the idea of how that lingers still, where I'll do things where I will send like a really sweet text to Moscow and then immediately be like, oh my God, that was too much. Like, you're pushing away. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, you're not. Like, chill. Like, that's, it's fine. I liked that. And then he'll send something just as nice back to me. And then I'm like, oh, this is what healthy looks like. But that's what I always am scared of, is that I'm going to mess up this relationship because of how much I still carry that hurt. Like, I've grown a lot, but I'm just like, it's bringing up so many past feelings that I thought that I hid,
yeah,
and that I got over. But the growth is realizing that that exists.
Right.
Like, I haven't grown from, you know, I haven't grown out of those things, but I'm the growth is that I realize that, like, hey, I actually do have intimacy issues, and hey, I do have issues with commitment, more so of just like being committed to, because I'm very loyal. Like, I've never cheated on anyone. I'm very loyal when I'm in relationships. But I still have trust issues with men because I've been cheated on. Mm-hmm. And that turns into jealousy and then rage and then overthinking and then just being like, oh my God, he's sleeping with someone else right now. And he's like, no, I'm at work. You know, yeah, like weird shit like that. But it's okay to like have those vulnerabilities. It's, you just have to, you have to protect yourself, but you also have to be aware of like wanting to open up. And I was telling you this on the phone, that like, you like, this situation with Moscow was completely different than most situations I've ever been in. Even with past relationship, it's very different. Yeah. The way we entered it, everything.
Sorry, just like my eyes keep tearing up like randomly.
I know, I love it. And it's so sweet. They're glossy. They're not tearing like up. You're like glossy.
Glossy.
Continue. But the my original, the idea that you will know when to open up with someone. Like, you will know, like, this is a safe person to be vulnerable with. And it's so bizarre because you can sense it. Because one of my other big issues is that I'm going to be vulnerable to someone and they're going to use it against me. That I'm going to open up to them and I'm going to tell them my trauma, my issues, and then they're just going to constantly bring it up and use it against me.
Right.
Because that's what my ex did. But that doesn't, that's not a good enough reason to shut yourself off completely.
Right.
And I know that right now I am preaching completely different when I normally preach, but that just gives me a sense of like, I am growing and I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago. And that's okay. And like, right, who knows? I mean, the relationship's a long distance relationship and people are all telling me that like long distance relationships are bad and it's going to be hard. And it's like, for me, no, because I know how much I genuinely like this guy, that I want to do whatever it takes to make it work, right? Yeah. But that doesn't change anything either. Like, it's just, that's a fact. So it's right, like, okay, now I'm in a long-distance relationship. Cool. It's going to be slightly different than a normal relationship. But my whole point is, Bobby's an asshole. And I used to, you know, not all men are trash. That's a huge thing that I've said where I'm like, men are trash. And it's like, no, not all men are trash.
Yeah.
What we were talking about off the air is that there's men who are super trash that ruin it for the next
guy. Is he really being trash for this? That's the thing, is like, I'm trying to grasp, is like, I don't want to be someone that's so bitter, even though I feel fucking bitter. And I like almost lost my shit earlier today. But like, I have to remind myself, like, this is dating.
Yeah, this is dating.
This is, it's dating. Roulette. And what he did was he kept his options open and he chose someone else.
Okay, and to your point, it doesn't make him trash,
but
it's an issue that happens where it's like, I guess I just never
really had the moment to like tell him how much I liked him.
Word.
You know, yep. Like, that's the thing that I think that like kind of hurts me, is like, I wish I had more time to like give him a little bit more of myself, but maybe he obviously doesn't deserve it. But like, I wish I could have, like, for instance, the last time I saw him, he was saying how he like organized his closet and took a bunch of stuff out, and he's, you know, he like, whatever, he's like, but I really need sweats, like I want a good pair of sweats. And then like, I kept a note of that. I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get like a really good pair of sweats, like I want to do that, you know. And like, I don't do that for men.
I get
and
that.
So I remember being like, telling myself like, okay, I really want to step it up because I want to show this guy that I like him, you know. And like, I want to get him sweatpants and make him happy. And it was already too late.
Love.
Is that dramatic?
No, it's not dramatic. Those are your feelings. No, it's mad valid.
It just felt like it was too late. Like, for me, I wanted to take my time with mm-hmm. getting to know somebody because going back to, like, the root of the problem, my parents, people in my family, tend to really like to rush everything.
Yeah.
To the point where they're obviously unhappy with their decision because they just...
In the moment, gut reaction.
In relationships, they're all very quick in marriages and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, as a child of divorced parents, I learned not to be like that. I didn't want to be like that. And I always told myself ever since I was 16, I was like, I'm going to take my time on who I marry. Like, I'm not going to rush. And that's something that's like really has stuck with me to like now where I, you know, I'm dating someone and as much as I like him, like I still want to like be very cautious and take my time. And mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And like, although my feelings are not, my feelings are very quick. It's probably where I get it from my family, but my actions are like trying to be slow, you know, and like my actions and my wavelength didn't match up with his because he's someone who probably is a little quicker, mm-hmm. obviously. And I wish I could have just given him a little bit more. I don't know.
But then this is where the whole like lesson portion comes from too, because I get what you're saying, because I feel like I think we're very similar in a lot of those ways. Me coming from parents that are still married, and that's why I have a fear of commitment, because I have 36 years of a marriage to compete with. Like my parents have gone through hell and back, and that when they've come to quote unquote moments of like divorce, they're like, no, this is the moment that you just have to like work harder. And I'm like, how do you do that? How do you work through trauma? So, but it is that idea where it's like, it is a lesson, but I think the biggest takeaway with the next situation that I'm also learning too is that like, you have to be a little more honest in the beginning to be like, look, here am I. Like, you don't have to show them all your cards.
Right.
But like, I mean, I feel like within the first 5 minutes, I told Moscow, like on our day, like, I have commitment issues. I have problems with intimacy. But like, I don't think he's now learning how deep those issues are. But like, being enough to be like, yo, like, you know, the second you realize that you like a dude, it has to be this moment where it's like, yo, bro, like, I like you, but I really just want to take this slow and for both of us to, like, figure out this feeling. But being vocal and vulnerable, like, that's how vulnerable you can get, is admitting, I like you. That's the first step.
And like, I've said that. I've said I like you, but I was, like, I think I was more casual about it.
See, it has to be the intention of, like, you got to say it in a different way. You can't just be like, I like you. Like, it's passive.
Right.
It has to be.
I like you. I like where this is going. And that's it. Like, I wasn't just like, I should have been, you know, I like you. I want to take things slow for this reason being.
Right.
And this is why I think it's important to me. You
right.
know? And I think that could have been more of a vulnerable conversation. And he could have gone to get to know me more.
Absolutely.
You know? And,
but there's nothing wrong with you playing it safe. There was nothing wrong with you protecting your heart and everything. It's, and I know it sucks, like, but you're right. I kind of take back my original point that I said that he's trash. He's not trash. He's like a human being who also has his own set of insecurities and problems and issues. He's human. Like, that's the main thing that people forget all the time, is like, we all have our problems. What sucks though is that he didn't get to realize how amazing you are and get the opportunity to grow with you because he was distracted by this other option and this other person. And there's this feeling that I feel like a lot of dudes have, where they think that women are just waiting for the next bus.
Right.
And I feel like women do that too, where they're like, he's just waiting for the next bus. Like, he's just going to replace me with the version of 3.0 or 4.0 of who I am. So you just are like distracted by that. And I mean, he obviously was like probably talking to this girl the same time he was talking to you, and like, people do that. Again, that's the dating game. That's what happens.
Right.
What I'm coming from in my like main concern is that how it's affecting my friend. Right. You know what I mean? Like, Bobby could literally just be fill in the blank dude. Does not matter. His name could be Xavier. It could be Tony. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just the fact that like, I want to be there for you and make you feel like, you are incredible. Oh, absolutely. I got like,
crying.
Again, you only cry when it's happy. It's so weird. But like, I just want to remind you of your like worth. Yeah. And like, trash talking about Bobby is very easy because I feel like that's the first thing girls get to do.
I think originally, like when this happened, I wanted to come on here and trash talk, you know, because I was like, that was my first instinct was to feel like, was like anger, you know, yeah. It was like anger was like the first thing. And now that like I had to, you know, suck it up at work and not think about it. And or like I was thinking about it, but I couldn't like talk about it. I had to pretend to be happy, you know.
I know that act so well.
I was like fucking Annabelle.
Oh, good.
I always describe myself as Annabelle the doll. I'm like, I have a smile on my face, but deep down I'm like haunted, dead inside.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not dead inside. Let's be real. But like I felt really like
you have Annabelle moments.
Moments. Yeah.
And but this you're was not an,
I'm not, yeah, okay. I'm not that rude, but like I put a smile on my face no matter what's going on.
Yep.
But I definitely was like crying inside, and I was able to kind of calm down and just realize like I could keep calling him a fucking asshole and it'll feel good for a second, but this is just what the dating game is, and rejection happens and it sucks. Especially when you really, really like someone. And I don't want to scare people off from dating. Like
sometimes it ends well.
It ends well. Sometimes it's amazing. Doesn't happen to everybody, I guess. But like, as much, I mean, I get a lot of rejection. But I don't think everyone's been as rejected as I have. No, first off, okay, here's what I'm good at with men. I could easily lure them in. I could easily get a date on fucking Hinge. I could easily have sex with them, but I can't keep a dude.
Where do you think that stems from?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out every single day of my entire life. Every single time it happens, I'm like, what is it? You know, like,
right.
Because I could easily get them to like me and really want to hang out with me for a good second. And then they're over it quickly. I'm like, I think maybe I'm a super fun girl, you know, and it's like something new. It's something exciting. But like when it comes down to being vulnerable and having something with substance, that's where it gets difficult.
Right. I get that.
And it's not that I don't have substance. I just don't. I could easily be friends with anybody, but I don't open up completely until I feel, you know, like
you play like the surface level game really well.
Yeah, I play the surface level game very well. And I could strike up a conversation. I could talk to them right away and I'm not nervous on the first date, you know,
right.
Like, I could kill it on the first date. Fucking kill it. I'm like not even nervous on the first date anymore.
You're the first date queen.
Like I know how to sell myself to them, you know, but like I don't know how to keep them.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask, do you think it's keeping them or you don't know whether or not you want to stay?
It just depends. I'm trying to think of like, okay, for Bobby, for instance. I think that like, I couldn't keep him. I actually, it's so funny. I wrote something kind of recently.
Okay.
When I started feeling like there was distance from him, and I read back on it just to kind of like, okay, how did I feel at that moment?
Right.
Should I read it? It's not even good, but like,
want, yes, go ahead. Read it.
This is embarrassing. As I don't ever read anyways.
Judge you. Hold on. Okay. As a writer, I am not going to judge you whatsoever.
I know, but this is just, I was really, really sad and was confused. And it was one of those things where I was like, okay, let me just write down what kind of confusion I'm going through. And for me, like, I'll read it. What goes through your mind when we're not together? Damn, she's dope. Not sure if I like her yet. I want to see her. I get caught up in my thoughts, theories, and delusions. Full awareness of how I feel, but I can't tell if you feel the same. My thoughts of you are the memories we've made together, the laughs, the deep conversations, the intimacy. The theories are the demons inside me telling me you're probably talking to someone else and to keep my heart open. Maybe you don't feel the same way, but maybe you do. I could be crazy. My delusions paint a picture of the life I want with you. It's a visual representation of how I feel. Am I hallucinating or is this real? Like, I felt like...
I also love that it started turning into a song.
And it like, did, yeah.
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whoa, you should do this as a song.
At first, I was like, let me just, what is going on in my mind? Because I was like, are you thinking, you know what I mean? When you're really thinking about someone really fucking heavy and you start feeling like scared, I'm like, wait, are they thinking about me too? Like, what's going on in their head? And I
absolutely,
and I felt
I'm
like
in that constantly right
but
now.
But in my, like, in this case, like, what, like, I guess hit me was the fact that I was like, it was the theories part. It was the one that like stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. The theories are the demons inside me telling you're probably talking to somebody else, and to keep my heart open. Maybe you don't feel the same, but maybe you do. I could be crazy. Like, first off, my instincts were right. And I called myself crazy because I had these instincts and I was too busy trying to like solve it. But it was right there. And I knew, and I fucking knew, but I couldn't let myself realize it.
What I want to know is, at any point, do you think you could have ever read that to him?
No.
Why not?
I mean, the fact that I just did it here, I'm like, ooh.
But why not?
One, he's a writer, so he would.
Okay, as a writer, I have to say, first of all, as a writer, I think that was very well executed and it was extremely beautiful.
Yeah.
It was vulnerable. That's the most important thing about writing, is that it has to be real and vulnerable, and it has to make me feel something, and I felt something.
Yeah. But it's just, I don't know. I felt, I don't know. I mean, it was towards the end of the relationship, so, or whatever we were. I don't know. I didn't even think that it would even come to that point. I think I knew already that it was over, you know?
Someone, I just had a meeting today with someone, because I'm working on a show right now that's about like love and dating and all this stuff. I read a lot of relationship books that, oh my God, I'm confused. Very confused. But anyways, and she was saying that she was reading this article about the number one reason why relationships get messed up is because we think of the end before we think about the beginning. That was like, and when she said that, I was like, duh, that's obvious. And then I like sat on and I was like, oh my God, it's very obvious. Like, it's so obvious that it was like right under our nose. Like, we just ignore that. But it is a good sense where it's like, you know, it's cool that you had that woman intuition where you kind of like knew that it was coming to the end and that you were mourning.
I don't even think it was like a woman's intuition. Well, it could have been. Yeah. But like, it's also because I've been through this.
Right.
So I recognize the signs of like someone being distant.
Mm-hmm.
And it like, it, I just was already like mourning him. I was already sad. Like, this is not going to work, you know?
Do you think it was also though the idea that in the back of your mind, like on paper and everything, he looked really great. He looked amazing. He was perfect. But then you think in the back of mind, you're kind of like, yeah, but this isn't him. Like, this isn't the one.
There were certain things that did bug me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get into that.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? We're here. I didn't like that he never gave me a hug right when I entered the door.
Okay, that's interesting.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird.
Like, I noticed that he never would, like,
be that's
like,
your
would,
thing.
Would greet me. Like, I think coming from, like, a big Filipino family, like, we literally have to greet every tita, tito, your cousins, like, your nieces, your nephew, like, everyone as
no
you,
one
when you
told
come
me
in.
That as when I went to my friend's house and I was like, I'm hugging everyone. It made me feel great, but I was like, oh, no, oh, sorry, I haven't hugged you yet. Like,
yeah.
That's an important thing. I get
you
that.
You hug everybody, say hi, and you say bye to everybody.
Right.
So I didn't like that he didn't greet me every time. It was felt really that was like the first interaction. It would always be like, oh God, fuck. And I start getting in my head. I'm like, does he, you know, but yep. I'm like, maybe it's just a culture difference. Steph, stop, you know?
Okay.
I also, what else did I not like about? I liked everything else, but I wish we could have had more sex.
That's a beautiful thing. Sex, like, is a beautiful thing.
Okay. Whatever. We're here. Sex was good. It wasn't like the most fascinating, amazing thing. And I don't think that like anyone's ever bad at sex. It's not that he did anything bad or I did anything bad or anything like that. It was just like maybe the chemistry just wasn't strong enough sexually. And you know, damn, I'm really saying, I don't think I've ever told anyone this, but yeah, like, and it was good. Like, I mean, last time we had sex, like, it was pretty fucking sexy. It was hot. Like, I would orgasm, you know, but this is maybe my issue, is like, I'm so used to guys only wanting to fuck me So, you know, like we would have sex once and then that was it. We would like hang out. But I'm like, why aren't we consistently having sex? So it was like there was a point where it's like this could be a red flag that maybe he's just not that into me. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just fucked up because all I am used to is like Charles and Davion. All they want to do when we hang out is like have sex like multiple times for rounds. And I got stamina, bitch. So
I understand that.
So I never like that was always kind of like I don't want to say I didn't like about him, but it was like it was always on my mind.
Right.
You know,
but then you experience both sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. There's the guys that only want to have sex with you. And then you experienced a guy who wants to have sex with you and also hang out with you.
Yeah, I think I want a middle ground. Someone who always wants to have sex and always wants to hang out.
I will be honest. That is hard to find.
Is it? But I don't know relationships.
Here's the thing. It's not that it's maybe hard is a strong word. It's okay. It is hard to find, but it doesn't mean it's not possible. It doesn't mean it's impossible. It just means that it takes a lot of moments to like really work it out and really take a chance. I think, honestly, I think, and I'm learning this in the current relationship I'm in, is that it does help that I just like straight up say what's on my mind, like being painfully vulnerable, and it scares me. It really does. But the results seem to be better than keeping it in, because I'm noticing that it's like, why are people like, sometimes people are willing to like lie in relationships to just like protect themselves. And it's like, why are we more scared of the truth than we are the consequences of a lie?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I feel like what really solidified being in a relationship right now in Moscow is that I was like on the phone with him and he was like, what do you want? And I was like, I want you to be my boyfriend. And he was like, yeah, no, I want that too. Like, I want you to be my girl. And I was like, wow, I could have said this. Well, actually, no, we needed to grow and get to know each other and everything. So like that was the moment. But it was just like this vulnerable moment where I just flat out like said what was on my mind. And then, yes, it was scary and that he was quiet for a couple seconds and like maybe like 2 seconds, but it felt like an hour. Yeah,
when it's like that 1 second. Like
that 1 second. But it is kind of this whole thing where it's like, you know, we always make fun of the people who have their heart on their sleeves, but maybe they know something we don't.
I do that. I make fun of myself all the time when I'm being emotional.
And that's okay. See, that's okay. Now let's go back to Steph. Okay. So Bobby. No. See, don't you dare do that. Let's go back to Steph. So Bobby, it's like, that was a situation. It didn't work out. He's not necessarily an asshole. It sucks what happened. It sucks that he basically, you know, had another girl on the side and he led you to believe something that wasn't true. Like, that just sucks. I don't like him because he hurt my friend, you know, because I'm ride or die. That's my whole issue with him. I don't think all men are trash. I think men make bad decisions. I also think women make bad decisions. But on my friend Stephanie is that I said this to you on the phone. You need to be nicer to my friend because I don't want to have to fight you. I love her. I think she's incredible. I think she's dope. I think she's the shit. And I think one of the things that you might want to do is just date yourself for a while.
Yeah.
And like really check in, because sometimes that's the most beautiful
hella
thing.
Hella masturbate.
Fuck yeah. I'm all about that. Masturbation is a beautiful thing. It's great. It's awesome. It's amazing. But that's where we're coming to, is that like, the best thing out of breakups is like this podcast, or the best thing out of like ending it with someone is reminding you of yourself. Like, I have worth. I'm the fucking shit. I'm the dopest. Like, the bounce back is the most beautiful thing that can happen sometimes.
Yeah.
But we can't, I'm learning that you can't be negative towards the person who's creating these actions. You got to be positive about yourself, or it's like, yo, you know what? Didn't work out with Bobby, whatever. But then you got to bounce back on the positive, being like, I still am the shit. Bobby saw something in me and I know it's there. Now it's more amplified because he's missing out. But like, you,
yeah, I know. I feel like for me, like, it's like, because I've been heartbroken so many damn times. Mm-hmm. It's like there's like certain steps to it.
Right.
The first part is like my insecurities. I start like,
fair.
Like getting all like overanalyzing everything about myself, about the situation. Second step is like, all right, getting my life together. Third step is like, I'm the fucking shit. Let's do something about this, you know? So it's like, I know that I will be okay. Like, I'm so confident in myself. It's just right now I'm in that like that step and that phase where I'm just like, ugh.
And like a relationship.
And I don't feel good, and I don't want anything or anyone, you know?
Right. And like that like a relationship, don't rush out of that phase either. Yeah. Like take your time, you know, just chill.
It just sucks because it's like, this is only a 1 month fling.
I know, but I'm going
back to making fun of myself for being emotional.
I was literally about to just call you out for that, because the thing is time is such a weird thing. You know, like it's so irrelevant sometimes. It's such a random thing. The reason why it's like, oh, it's just a month. But like, it was a month of like pure emotion. Like you felt something. It was special. It wasn't just a fling. It was like a real moment of like,
right,
I am worthy of love. This is kind of cool. I really like this guy. Oh my God. Like this is nice, you know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that it was just quote unquote 1 month. It meant something to you. So that's all that's important. Right. If it meant something to you, then it's great. Time is irrelevant.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't compare it. Be like, I was in a 5-year relationship before. Why am I fucking crying over a 1 month fling?
Because you're opening up. And I think you can only get better with your relationships. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can. And sometimes it takes 10 years to find the next relationship. Sometimes it takes 5 years to find the next relationship. Right. Sometimes it only takes a week. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, it varies.
It does.
And it's like, and I know I'm such a hypocrite because I used to be like, yo, fuck dudes, get money, and all that. But obviously that state of mind, I probably have missed out on opportunities. Right now I have a great opportunity. And my biggest fear is I'm going to fuck it up, which I know is going to be like, that's going to be the problem. And I'm just trying to release that and being like, you know what, Rose? You're not going to fuck it up. You're just going to enjoy it for what it is. I'm genuinely like happy right now, which is strange.
I love it. It's inspiring. It really is. It really is. Trust me.
And I can waste.
I mean, and honestly, like I was even kind of, you know, we shouldn't compare, but like in our Valentine's Day episode, I was like, I could see like the spark that you felt with him from the very beginning. You know what I mean? And like, not even just with you, but like other friends who were like who just got in a relationship. For instance, Rachel, like she's been on the show. Like she would talk about like her boyfriend and like the spark that they had in the beginning. And now they're like doing so great. Then I'm like, I guess I didn't have that with Bobby.
It takes time and perspective though.
Right.
Because I also, let's be honest, I was fighting it tooth and nail. And then it came to a moment where I was like, why am I fighting this?
Right.
Like, we had a moment where it could have ended and I found myself being like, nah, man, I'm going to fight for this shit. Like I'm going to do whatever I can. And that's how you know. And like my mom said something really poignant.
Love your mom.
She's great. K-Dot. She's amazing. She goes, why do people assume saying I love you and I care is defeat? Why do people think that if you are open and vulnerable, that's like going into war with no armor or sword?
Right.
That makes no sense. Like there's nothing wrong with being open and vulnerable and like being the first to say, I love you. But we are just like so scared that you're like, you're crazy. You're psychotic. And it's like, no, that doesn't mean you're like saying I love you first doesn't mean you lost. It doesn't. You know, it actually, I feel like sometimes means that you won because you won this moment of being like, I opened my heart. I really cared about someone. I took a risk. This feels nice. But it takes time. It takes effort. It takes a lot of crying. I mean, my mom has been like, there's a lot of moments where I was like, Mom, I hate this. I don't want this. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Yes, you do. You really like this boy. That was the funny thing is my mom had referred to him as my boyfriend way longer before I did. But that was just because, you know, he like met my parents. My mom was like, I like this one. I was like, shut up. Because she has great taste. She did not like my ex-boyfriend. She was like, not that one.
She's like, please, please no.
No, please no. She says all the time, she goes, if I ever see him, I'm going to hit him with my cane. And I'm like, please don't. But like, maybe.
Please do.
Yeah. But it's you didn't lose. You didn't lose because you were, you know, somewhat vulnerable with this guy. And it just means that like now you're kind of like on your toes, but also like wear your heart on your sleeve, but like roll up your sleeve a little bit.
Ooh, okay. Rose.
Sorry.
Just hitting it with like every fucking.
I don't know what's. I'm telling you, I'm so
inspiring.
It's so weird. But I don't know. It's like, and who knows? This is, I think, I'm, you know.
I'm, you know what? Like, I'm actually genuinely starting to feel so much better about it. Like, to the point, like, at this moment, I was like, I don't even care anymore about him. Like, I literally felt it because I was like, I started to get excited again about, just like you said, dating myself and, like, masturbating all the time.
Yes. Check in with Steph. You know, that's the weirdest thing about relationships sometimes, where you, like, forget that you're like, oh, I'm also in this relationship. Because you're always so focused on the dude or the significant other or the whoever that you forget to check in with yourself, because you're like, I got to make sure this person is okay and they don't run away. And I, like, have to make sure that I, like, care about them and they're okay and they're safe and they're fine. Right. And then you're like, damn, I haven't slept in days. Yeah. Like, you know, you just have to, like, turn back on yourself. Right. And so this is just basically your recharge phase. You're just like, you know what? I know I'm the shit. And you are the shit. You're fucking incredible. You're beautiful. You're smart. Oh. You're amazing. I'm going to make you cry again.
I'm glad that this is recorded, because I could just play it back anytime I want.
No, just call me. Call me, and without even a, like, missing a beat, you're, I'm going to be like, you're beautiful. You're amazing. You're strong. You're great. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You're strong. You're great.
Do like an ASMR.
Oh, I will.
You're beautiful. Mm. You're strong.
Should you want me to do it?
Yeah, can you do it?
We can turn this into like a ringtone.
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're strong. You're great.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm ready to go to sleep.
I ruin it with my AK-47 laugh. It's the worst. But yeah, it's just,
that was so good.
I love you, and I always am constantly like,
I love you too, Rose.
Bless
your heart, because we haven't even been friends for like a full year yet. And okay. You had to like deal with.
No. Oh my God. First of all, pause. I'm not quote unquote dealing with anything.
I know, but it shows like how great of a friend you are, that you're, that I you're keep there, on telling, you're I'm there like, for every single.
It's the thing I keep telling to Moscow. That's why he's like, he even said it. He was like, I'm so confused that you like, he's like, I haven't met a lot of people who've never cheated on anyone. I've never cheated on anyone either. But like, the thing is I get that though, because he's seen it and everything. And I'm like, you know what? That's your truth. I get it. I understand my not job, but like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm not. And like, I'm not going to cheat on him. I just, because that's something I just know about myself.
Right.
Because I'm a loyal ass hoe. I am ride or motherfucking die. I do it for my friends constantly. Like, literally, I got a text a couple months ago from my friend Ebo that was like, we don't fuck with this person anymore. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I didn't need to ask why. I just knew that, like, Ebo was like, we don't fuck with them. And I was like, then I don't fuck with them either. Because I know how important relationships are, especially between women. Right. I value
relationships so much too. Like,
absolutely.
I feel like friends, family, everybody. That's why it kills me that even just like a 1 month thing with somebody, that hurts to me. You know what I mean? Because it's like everyone in my life, I feel like I always care about pretty quickly.
I love hard. I was saying this the other day. I love too big, and I care too much. I just know that about myself.
Yeah.
And my biggest fear is that I'm not going to find someone who can reciprocate that and give it back. But I'm letting go of that, because I'm like, you're expecting something that like might not be possible, or you're expecting too much. And it's like, I love that I love too big, and I love that I care too much, because it makes people happy.
Yeah.
I brought you flowers the other day because I knew that would make you happy.
I know.
I wanted you to be a supportive boyfriend. Today. And I came here today. I canceled my plans. I was like, nope, not going to see a movie tonight. Sorry.
Oh.
This was a priority. This was a priority.
I could cry. Oh my God. Any last words?
Well, if you listen to past episodes, you might be confused on who I am. But my name is Rose. You can find me at Rose_Edda Stone and the new blog on theblog.com. I am in a relationship and I'm happy and I really like it. I don't know who I am. I mean, like, everyone, I'm not kidding. Everyone is like, who the fuck is this dude?
This is crazy, because a cuffing season episode, you're like, that's not gonna happen. I was like, you never know.
Bro, I listened back to episodes and I was like, damn, I am relentless. I think he's heard episodes. I'm pretty sure Moscow has heard past episodes, and he's still with me.
There's hope for me.
There's absolutely, no, stop. There is absolutely hope for you.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Again, I'm in this weird phase right now. I need to snap back out of it.
You just need to check in with yourself. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm taking a little break. So I think that's like going to be the moment where it's going to be like, pray, love.
Oh my God.
In my dungeon though. I'm not traveling anywhere, but.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's just like the eat, pray part is cool.
Right.
You know?
Just to eat.
Yeah. This is me. I was trying to be all nice because then I was like, I don't pray to shit. I don't believe in God. What the fuck am I talking about?
I was going to say, it was like.
Pray to Beyonce. That's what I meant. Pray to Solange's new album. That's
pray
it.
Pray to Solange's new album.
But just the eat part. It's great. Sometimes
so I'm just gonna be eating in my dungeon.
I'll join you. I will bring you food. Same way I went and bought you lotto tickets and Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh my God. And ginger ale.
And ginger ale.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm taking a break, which is gonna be great. I'm gonna be eating in my dungeon, apparently.
It's gonna be beautiful.
I know, it's gonna be so much fun. But please follow me on Instagram or go to brokegirltherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Brokegirltherapy.com.
Whoa, you did sound like her.
Scarlett Johansson is my voice double and I hate it.
Can you say it one more time?
Follow me at brokegirltherapy.com.
Whoa. Okay, bye. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.